and welcome to the Challenge to Change podcast. My name is Hazel, and this podcast is all about the little changes that everyone can make to have a positive impact upon our planet. If you've listened before, thank you so much for listening again. If you're new here, welcome. I hope you enjoy this podcast episode. As ever, this podcast has been provided on behalf of Answer Environmental Services. To find out more about Answer, please visit our website, which is www.answer.co.uk. Welcome to this podcast episode, and we're going to talk all about toothbrushes. So we've talked about toothpaste tablets on the Challenge to Change podcast before. Check out episode 53 if you haven't already, because that's all about toothpaste tablets. But we haven't really discussed toothbrushes before on the Challenge to Change podcast, so I'm going to do this today. So the humble toothbrush, it's something that we all need. Its presence in our home is rather taken for granted, but interestingly, so during the 17th and 18th centuries, toothbrushes were considered luxury items, which is quite a surprising fact. And that fact is courtesy of the National Geographic. But is a toothbrush an example of single-use plastic? There is some debate online about this. Some sources say yes, it absolutely is, and other sources say definitely not, no. It likely depends on how we class the term single use, and of course, what the toothbrush is made from. However we class the trusty toothbrush, which is a little bit of a mouthful, and whatever material it comes in, it's certainly safe to say that a toothbrush is a limited use item because we do replace it every couple of months. And if we didn't replace it every couple of months, neither our teeth nor our dentists would be very happy with us. Indeed, the National Geographic tells us that we use around 300 toothbrushes in our lifetime. So that's a lot of brushing and a lot of waste. So what can we do to make our toothbrushing a little bit more ethical? So one of the options is an electric toothbrush. It can be seen as more ethical because only part of the brush gets replaced, so that's the head part of the brush. However, if the electric toothbrush takes batteries and these batteries are not rechargeable, then we do generate waste there. Also, as an aside, do remember if you live here in Cheshire East, it's really important to dispose of batteries safely. And no type of battery can go into your bin here in Cheshire East. If you have the types of batteries that go into a toothbrush, then these used batteries could be taken to shops and supermarkets. So back to toothbrushes. Another type of toothbrush that we could consider is a bamboo or wooden toothbrush. If the toothbrush is made from these materials, the handle part of the toothbrush will be biodegradable. However, in some cases, the bristles on the toothbrush head may be made from nylon. And nylon is a synthetic polymer, and therefore it is plastic. So if you have a toothbrush that's made from either bamboo or wood, and the bristles are made from nylon, which, as I've already stated, is a type of plastic, you will need to remove the head from the toothbrush before placing the handle part of the toothbrush into your home compost bin. And what you do need to do is break up the toothbrush handle first. So break it up into smaller pieces before placing it into your home compost bin. However, if your toothbrush has bristles made from plant-based fibres, you may well be able to compost all of it, but do check on the packaging material that your toothbrush comes in for more information, or indeed check on the company's website before you go any further with your composting plans for your toothbrush. Now, when thinking about wood and bamboo, they do have slightly different ethical footprints or ethical criteria. And if you look online, you will see that bamboo does seem to have slightly more ethical wins compared to wood. And I'll share a few of these with you now. Bamboo is one of the fastest growing plants globally. So that's the first sort of ethical win, if you like. Bamboo can be grown with minimal amounts of water, pesticides, and fertilizers. It often thrives in difficult climates and soil conditions, which makes it a very versatile and sustainable crop. Bamboo forests absorb carbon dioxide at a much faster rate than trees, which obviously, of course, helps to mitigate climate change. And do look online for more information on this. Utilising bamboo as a raw material reduces the demand for wood pulp, thus preserving natural forests and biodiversity. So those are a few ethical considerations with regards to bamboo toothbrushes. However, as noted, wooden toothbrushes also have many ethical wins as well. A toothbrush made from recycled plastic is another option. Generally speaking, using a recycled plastic toothbrush can help to reduce carbon emissions compared to a toothbrush that's made from virgin plastic. Also, another factor to consider is that plastic has to be taken from the earth in order to create a new item. So there is also an ethical win there if you use a recycled plastic toothbrush. All this being said, I am not recommending one type of material over another. All of the items that I've mentioned, electronic toothbrushes, bamboo, wood, and recycled plastic toothbrushes, are, give or take, fairly ethical. If ethical principles are a factor for you when choosing a toothbrush, or for that matter, any item that you choose to purchase, it's generally wise to check the individual company's ethics before you buy. Ultimately, the type of toothbrush that we choose may well come down to availability, time, and cost. In general, toothbrushes made from bamboo, recycled plastic, and wood tend to cost more than their virgin plastic counterparts. That being said, a branded toothbrush that has specific design features may well be roughly comparable in terms of price. And as already noted, it's always useful to do your own research here. When thinking about our household, we do sometimes buy bamboo toothbrushes or toothbrushes made from recycled plastic, but at other times we do opt for the cheaper, more basic virgin plastic toothbrush. In general, as with other ethical decisions, it's a case of balancing between money, availability, and ethics. As individuals, we have the power to decide how we live our lives. And sometimes it may not be possible to do that in the most ethical way. It really does depend on our own individual circumstances. But whatever we choose to do, when we do make ethical decisions for the planet, even just one ethical decision for the planet, because collectively, our one ethical decision gets multiplied by all the other people who are also making one ethical decision. Those decisions really do collectively make a big difference. I really hope that you found this short episode about toothbrushes interesting and useful. If you have, please do take the time to like, share and subscribe. Each time we choose to share content like this with other people, we increase our impact upon planet Earth in a positive way. So thank you so much for listening today, and I will check in with you soon with another episode of the Challenge to Change podcast. Bye for now.